Hello, my darling. I'm back again. Went out and had a cigarette. I stepped out of the truck here. There's a small breeze blowing out there, but from the way I was sweating in here, it sure felt good. Felt like it was a little bit cool there for a while until I got used to it. Then it come back to being a warm breeze again, but it's still better than nothing. I'll probably make a few more tapes probably from now on in here. I can tape them earlier instead of waiting until everybody's through with the office and everything. Even though it is hot in here. Maybe on the real hot nights I'll have to wait till I can go in the office and sit under the fan. But just the plain ordinary hot nights like tonight, I'll probably come out here and make it. I've done pretty good on that side of the tape. Now that I got a whole tape over here, I don't know how I'm going to do on it. If I had a little one for what I already taped, I'd already probably be almost halfway done with this side, as much as I said for the other side for what small amount that tape was. In your letter that I got today of June the 22nd, you said you was going to make another tape. That was on Tuesday. He's either going to make one Wednesday or Thursday if you got one for me. Well, I guess you probably got mine either Wednesday or Thursday that I made on the 19th. I say the mail has been getting messed up again. It's taking a little bit longer than usual for them. But, of course, it took 5 days for me to get this letter. There for a while, I was getting them in 3 days. So I guess they are slowing down a little bit. I don't know why the planes have been coming in here and leaving here with the mail. It must be sitting in Bangkok or something. I think it might be that there's so many personnel over here now and so many more in Vietnam that they're having too much of a load mail going out and they can only take so much at once. So it takes them a little bit longer to get it all out than it did before. I don't know how the contract is, whether it's to haul out all the mail or whether it's just so many pounds of mail a day that Pan Am carries out or how that is, but the way that it hasn't been going out so good, well, it must be that they've only got a contract for so many pounds a day. Of course, it'd be up in the hundreds of pounds a day, but they're still with as many thousands of people over here. Why, it don't take many letters or packages and stuff to make up the amount of pounds that they would have. I don't know whether I should have went outside after I finished that other tape or not. It was pretty warm in here, but after I got that cool breeze and come back in here now, why, I believe it's twice as hot in here. I might even, before I get done with this, have to go back outside again. If I could think of something right away to say real fast, well, I probably could go ahead and get the tape done. But I just come now where I gotta keep stopping it and thinking of something to say. I don't have a place in the barracks or anywhere up in that area where I could make a tape. I had a place up there that I could make a tape, or I could make one like Wednesday night when I was off. And then when I worked Saturday night, I could make another tape. I don't know how many tapes I'll be getting. Probably only have this one though for this week, so I just wait on that. And the next week I'd probably have two. They still haven't made that soundproof room yet. In fact, they just yesterday open the service club up with pool tables and stuff. So I don't know when they're gonna get around to building a soundproof room if they ever get it built. I've spent more money this month over here than I have any other month. Except for when I bought material and stuff, but that wasn't spending it on myself or something. This month I've drank more Cokes and bought more stuff out of the BX. Usually in the overseas area, while your things in the BX are a lot cheaper, but here we find they're higher, I believe, than they are in the BX in the States on a lot of things. They have potato chips and everything like that and buy to eat. Cans of salmon. Well, that salmon, I haven't bought that. They have it here. They have a small can of salmon about the size. It's the same size as a small tuna can. And they want 65 cents for that thing. When I was buying them great big cans, they're at home for 65 cents. I ain't about to buy none of that here. Of course, they got tuna, which I can't eat that, but buy cans of Spam and other kind of chopped meats that they have in cans. They have corned beef in cans and stuff. I can't remember what corned beef and Spam cost back there, but corned beef is 55 cents for a can of it, and Spam is 45 cents. Fritos are 20 cents, I believe it is. It's not actually Fritos, it's corn chips. They come in a can. There's one can of them costs 20, and the other can costs 30. And we buy soup and stuff, like when they have stuff in the mess hall we don't like. We've got a hot plate here at the station where we can cook us some soup or something if we want it to eat, or maybe later on at night I want something. Soups are 20 and 25 cents a can for it. I don't believe there was that much at home. And bars of soap cost 21 cents for a bar of soap. I think the only thing we get cheaper here is a carton of cigarettes, which is $1.10. Some of them have gone up already to $1.20. But Salem's are still $1.10. I think that's the only thing we get cheap here in the BX. Because all the other things I know are the same price they are in the States. I was wanting to get a slide projector. But I can't see buying it over here for the same price I could back in the States. Plus having to mail it home and everything. Why, I'd be actually losing money. So I'll just wait till I get home and buy one there. I want one like Mom and Dad have. I guess you can tell I keep moving around, can't get comfortable here for the heat in here. I told Mom in the last letter I wrote her that we was sending tapes back and forth, so I got a letter from her when I got back. It was waiting. In fact, I had two letters from you. I was going to read them and tell you which ones they were tonight. But I forgot them, left them in my footlocker. But I believe it was the 21st, somewhere around there, one of them was. It was dated mailed the 21st. So I don't know, probably it was the 20th that you wrote it. Anyway, the letter I got from her, she said that she's going to go out and buy a tape. See if she can make a tape on her tape recorder there and send it to me. So I might be making tapes every night of the week to you and to her. Well, I won't make her one every night. Probably won't even do it once a week, but once every 2 weeks or something, I just might make a tape if she sends one instead of writing. Because as you said and I said, why, it's a lot easier to make this tape than it is to sit down and try to think of anything to write. You put more in a tape, things you wouldn't even put down in a letter or something. This side here hasn't been too bad for me at the beginning. I couldn't think, but then I just start talking. I may say nothing, but at least I have a full tape. I just happened to open the tape recorder up, the lid on it, so I could see the tape, see how much is gone, and it's almost to the end. But still, it only took me about 15 minutes to tape this much. I don't know how long it took for the other side. I think the fastest I made in the tape was that little one I had the other night. I only took about 30 minutes to make that whole tape. I don't know how long it takes for the spool to run without stopping it, a complete run through. But it should be close to 30 minutes, because I know of that other one I didn't stop hardly at all till I got near the ends, I believe. I can't remember anymore nothing. Sometimes when I write something, I can't remember whether I wrote it or not, or if I taped something, I can't remember if I taped it, or when I taped it, if I didn't remember that I did tape it. Well, honey, this looks like the end of the tape here. And I want to tell you that I love you very, very, very much. And I miss you very, very, very much. I send you jillions and jillions and jillions of hugs and kisses. Each one with all my love to the most sweetest, beautiful, wonderful woman in all the world, the universe, and every place. And I love you very, very much. Good night for now, my darling. I love you. May God be with you always. I love you very, very much, honey. And then were some juicy kisses you sent. I think they were even more juicier than what I sent. So here's a few more. How do you like that, honey? Yes, it would be better if it was in person. But 5 more months and you'll get them in person. You might get more than what you want, but you'll get a whole bunch of them. You'll have to yell stop.